Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, Penn State basketball with Rutgers at the Jordan Center at 7. I'm beginning at 6:30. So the student emails me and they want to do a profile for a writing class on a job that they hope one day to perform. So I gave them the suits number. I just thought it was the best way to do it. And it's just, you know, we could like start out in the trophy room. Then go from there. That'd be great. I always love this. Every year, Learfield sends an invitation to, like, we want you there as our guest. Well, that's really great, except you always have it like like the opposite of the game. Oh, that's nice. It's really nice. I always get these invitations every year. Dick and I look at each other like, really? You do know, like, a game's being played then, right? And it could be Penn State.
It's the thought that counts, I guess.
Yeah, sure. They actually did, like, instead of, they did say Steve. I always love the ones that say Steven. They put S-T-E-V-E-N. It's like, no. You don't know. They don't know you. That's what at least I think did. But they do this every year. And I'm sure it's really great. This will be the 11th time Indianapolis has hosted the Big Ten Tournament. They are an excellent host, by the way. Interesting enough, for Lamar Stevens, this will be his fourth Big Ten Tournament in the fourth different city. Washington, New York, Chicago, and now Indianapolis. But Indy does a great job hosting it. And by the way, Indy is also hosting a regional this year, and the regional, is not going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, the home of the Pacers. The regional is going to be in the Dome, where the Colts play.
I figured they would do that.
Or let's put it in terms that you would understand, where they're hosting the Combine. All right, so
that's exactly right.
Let's put this in like, so you could feel, where the Combine is. Great.
And also was the home of Super Bowl 46, Giants-Patriots, 21-17 Giants.
And the Big Ten Championship game, Penn State over Wisconsin, 38-31. Yes, I have fond memories.
Madonna was the halftime show of that Super Bowl.
I couldn't tell you in a million years. I can guarantee you what I didn't do. Guess what that was?
Watch that halftime show.
Watch it. Didn't see it. I assume she performed Material Girl. All right, so.
Yeah, she probably did. I don't remember the songs, but I just remember who was there.
Madonna, huh? It's great. Did they tell her where Indianapolis was? All right, so. Oh, my goodness. Indianapolis does do a great job with hosting events. They are really, really good at it. They are assured of the Final Four every 5 years under their agreement with the NCAA offices being in Indianapolis. Part of that agreement, it means that they host the Final Four every 5 years. This year they get a regional. Next year they get a Final Four. So that's... They do a great job with it. They embrace it. Now they put up signs where they take actual streets and they turn it into Nittany Lion Way or whatever they call it. You know, Hawkeye Boulevard. You know, bars downtown get into. You know, this is the Penn State watering hole. This is the Bucknell, Chick-fil-A. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a different. No. One day we're gonna get Doug in the suit on to debate Wendy's versus Chick-fil-A. I think we should do that. Just have a segment.
We should do that during Bucknell Spring Ball this year.
Bucknell Spring Ball, right? Bring the suit on, right? And I'll say that there's one great thing about having the suit on. There really is. I get a lot of break time. He just starts on a tangent and goes for like 10, 15 minutes. A lot of times I actually leave, get a beverage, come back, still talking. There are some pluses to it. You're shaking your head.
Only because I've seen it.
But I think we got to do that. Have them debate Chick-fil-A versus Wendy's. Maybe in the end we'll get a sponsorship out of it.
I like your thinking.
Somebody has to think.
And he might like your thinking too. He might just try to put that change that into reality.
Somebody had to come up with the idea. Are you really? I can't do all the thinking here. But yeah, during Bucknell Springs, sometime in April, we'll bring them on. They can explain a road trip. On the road with Doug and Kev. Or, as one of them prefers to be, Kevin Doug.
If I get a Bucknell football game this year, next fall, I should say, I'll have to Facebook Live the debate of where we're going to stop on the Steve Jones Show Facebook page, just so everybody can see this.
No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But I think we should have them on the show in April. Just pick a fun day.
Let's do both.
Just pick like a fun day. Have them come on for a half an hour. I'll hit some balls at the range. You can talk to them. No? I have to stay for it?
You know what we could do, too? If Doug's available, I'm sure I know Kevin always is. Maybe they can golf for it at the Purdy tournament.
No. I'm sorry. I cannot possibly stand there and watch that. I mean, if I had to watch that, no way. I mean, I've already watched the suit play golf. I think I've suffered enough. Let's bring him on the show. We'll start with that.
Okay,
see how it goes.
That's
first.
Fine.
And then we'll go from there. Joe Burrow threatened to retire today because of small hands. he had a little fun with the media today about that. He says, "Geez, I should retire." He did, by the way, confirm that if drafted by the Bengals, he would play for the Bengals. There had been some people that thought that, geez, maybe he'll pull an Elway or maybe he'll pull an Eli Manning and not sign with them. But he said no. He said I'll play for whomever drafts me, wherever I end up.
Now, can we leave the kid alone now?
Well, no. I mean, he's going to be the first overall pick. I mean, in all likelihood, people are not going to leave him alone.
I get it. It comes with that. And he probably didn't help himself in some situations when it came to this question of would he play for the Bengals or not. But I just feel like this has just been so overblown than like normal number one picks we've seen in the past that get these types of questions.
Well, First of all, he's from Ohio. Let's start with that. I mean, he's an Ohio guy. He's from Athens.
True.
Okay. Now, I don't know what he's a fan of. I have no idea. So Burrow kept posting stuff. And one was, I mean, there's just no way I'll be able to run an offense with baby hands like these. And then shows throwing a touchdown pass. I won't be able to avoid pressure because I'm constantly dropping the ball like this play against Clemson. He's funny. Oh, man. Look, the guy, it's interesting because remember we had Brad Nessler on the show?
Of course.
And I said, geez, Brad, I said, I've seen Joe Burrow. I said, but I've only seen him warm up. So I never saw him in a game when he was at Ohio State, never played. He was on my chart. But to be honest with you, I never even watched him on tape because it wasn't even a consideration that he would play. And I thought when he transferred to LSU, I thought, hey, good for you. It'll give you a chance to play down there. All right? But, you know, and he had his junior year was a good year at LSU. Really good. Not awesome and incredible, but really good. He was definitely an upgrade over what they were doing before. Last season was off the charts. There's no doubt he plays with incredible confidence. He's accurate the way he throws the ball. He can move. I mean, it's only, you know, this thing about hand size and things like that. I mean, obviously, you don't want a quarterback that has 7-inch hands, for goodness sakes. He's going to drop the ball every single time. But I don't know. It's all these measurements and everything like that. The combine to me is, it's easy to take shots at the combine. And I was kidding around with a friend of mine today about, you know, I was kidding that the combine's useless. They, you know, it's just, you know. And then I later said, I said, I was just kidding around. They said, yeah, because look, here's the bottom line. You are in charge of drafting, let's just do the minimum, 7 players. And you're going to sign others as free agents. But you're going to draft a minimum of 7 players. Okay? The least amount of money one of them is going to get per year is going to be 6 figures. Others you're going to draft are going to be 7 figures. And your top draft pick is a guy you're hoping to have a long time that's going to be earning 8, eventually you'll earn 8 figures. Well, to me, that is, when you're making that kind of investment, you'd better know as much as possible about the people you're selecting. I know you're working with somebody else's money, but there's a responsibility to working with someone else's money. And I think that when you're talking about those kind of dollars, these had better be pretty good job interviews. You're basing everything that you have on these job interviews, your selection process. So I want to know as much as I can. I want to know background. I'm looking at Facebook pages. I'm looking at Instagrams. I'm doing face-to-face interviews. I want to see how they run the shuttle and so forth. Now, there's certain drills I think that are useless. I mean, do I really care how high a lineman jumps? An offensive lineman. Defensive line's a little different. Do I care how high an offensive lineman can jump? No, I don't. It doesn't come into play. But do I want to see an offensive lineman in a shuttle drill? Yeah. But I'd like to know what their 20 time is. Yeah. Now, why would I not say that about a defensive lineman? Well, a defensive lineman, I would want to see what their vertical is. How many times do you see somebody get stonewalled at the line of scrimmage and yet they knock down the pass at the line of scrimmage? So that's why I want to know what their vertical is. It can come into play. It's a useful skill for defensive linemen. Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So we're all set for April. Doug versus the suit. Wendy's versus Chick-fil-A. What do you think?
I'm all for it.
Just for entertainment value, we could bring in Michael Bloomberg. He can't debate his way out of a paper bag. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Huh? Both of them have sodas, Mike. All right. Oh, man. I shouldn't laugh. He's got a little bit more money than I do. So it looks to me like he's doing all right. All right. I'm listening to Sirius XM this morning. Driving in. And on the entire conversation, and again, there's so much SEC-centric stuff out there. And it's serious. They spread the lot all over the place. Sirius does not just concentrate on their college sports just on the SEC. They spread it out. But boy, when anything happens in the SEC, it is a gigantic story. So the guy that has been the strength and conditioning coach for Alabama, Scott Cochran, who, by the way, has been well compensated over the years by Alabama. And left to take the special teams coaching job at Georgia with Kirby Smart, who, of course, had been at Alabama. Well, I'm driving in. I made one quick stop before I got to Channel 3. Made one quick stop and come out to the car. They're still talking about him. On and on, on and on. And I'm thinking to myself, the guy obviously did an awesome job at Alabama. I mean, do you know where they hired him from? They hired him from the New Orleans Hornets of the NBA. Who are now the New Orleans Pelicans. And he obviously did a great job at Alabama. Not a good job. He obviously did a great job. You see how these guys test out of combines and what great shape they're in to begin with. And you know, you're not exactly playing in cool conditions in Tuscaloosa in the first 6 weeks of the season. They played longer seasons because of the playoff. But obviously, I wouldn't trade Dwight Gulp for anybody. I know this guy has a great rep. I wouldn't trade Dwight Gulp for anybody. I think Deej is just that good. But they kept, they were bringing on guests to talk about this. I'm like, all right, I got it. It's amazing when something happens down there, it is treated as if it is the NFL. How about that? I just sat back. I just shook my ass. I can't. It's worth mentioning. It's interesting. But not for an hour. an hour on Scott Cochran leaving? Hour? I was kind of taken aback by that. But in the SEC, everything that happens is treated as if it is NFL South. That is amazing. It is amazing. All right. Penn State Rutgers tomorrow night. We'll be at 7 o'clock. 6:30 will be the air time. Tomorrow evening. By the way, in a related news note, this is a news note. This year, by the way, is the 400th. It's been 400 years since the arrival of the Mayflower, which first arrived in Provincetown, Massachusetts on Cape Cod. There were too many tourists, so they left and went to Plymouth. But it's 400 years. Now, there is a rock that since 1741... they've said it was Plymouth Rock. Now, we don't know if it's a rock. It's a big rock, though. They got off the Mayflower and they stepped upon it. Somebody painted it red yesterday. They also spray painted a statue in town, too, and a 9/11 memorial. What is wrong with people? There's so many good people out there. I believe in the goodness of people, but like, what, you thought it would be really cool to, like, spray paint Plymouth Rock? Hey, look what I did. Like, are you kidding me? My goodness. As usual, police were all over it. They were at the station this morning talking to the suit, who did have verification of whereabouts. Oh, I'm sorry. So you have to localize the story, man.
Of course.
I wasn't there. I was with the chief. Chief can verify. Here's $20. Chief, where was I? I see stuff like that. I just shake my head. Shake my head. We talked about Joe Burrow in the first half hour. Small hands for a quarterback. Luis Severino, this hurts you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy John surgery, gone.
Brutal. It's been, other than pretty much last season until he got hurt again, it's really been an utter disaster with Luis Severino, because you can see the amount of talent he has after the season he had for the last season and a half or so until he got hurt towards the end of last year. And just been one thing after another with him, and now you're not going to see him for another season and a half.
Paxton has an injury on his back.
Aaron Judge has shoulder soreness too. So I mean, injuries are already piling up for the Yankees.
All right. So yeah, and we don't know what the situation with Herman is, right?
Right. He's not going to be reporting to spring training at all, is what Aaron Boone had said at the beginning of camp. He's going to be just training in the Dominican Republic.
And I got bad news for Dick and Milton. The Orioles are losing again. It's 12-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Let's see. Did the Red Sox play anybody today? Oh, they played everybody today. Benintendi, Vasquez, Martinez, Moreland, Bradley. Wow. Actually, they played legit guys. Oh, the star, the pitching staff. No, Brian Johnson pitched. Let's see what the Orioles play today. They played some of their starters. But the Orioles, in some ways, are all starters, aren't they? This wouldn't start for anybody else. It's 12-4, bottom of the seventh inning. See, there any other? Let's see. The Phillies are losing 8-6 to Toronto, but the Blue Jays have a threat in the ninth inning here. Let's see. The Phillies only have 6 hits, have been out here 14-6. Hazley, Realmuto, Bryce Harper, Hoskins, Jay Bruce, Harrison. They're all in the lineup today, buddy boy.
Yeah, Bryce They're Harper made his debut yesterday.
Yeah, Arrieta started, went 2 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. Gave up a home run. Let's see, who did he give up the home run to? George Ruth. Oh, no. No, McKinney homered off of him. All right. Okay. And Toronto pitched a bunch of guys that won't be with the Major League team. All right. There you go. Let's see. Phillies, after Arrieta,
Must have been split squad day because they're up 4-2 at Pittsburgh, where Roman Quinn is in the lineup, Kingery is in the lineup, he's 1-for-3, D.D. Gregorius is 0-for-2 right now, and Gene Segura is 1-for-3.
Okay, all right. Let's go back to the original sentence. The Phillies B squad team is beating the... Who are they beating?
Oh, the Pirates, yeah.
Okay. Does it count? All right. Now the Pirates actually have thrown out for pitching. Musgrove started. Michael Feliz. Clayton Holmes. I mean, so they actually threw out some legit guys, arms on the mound.
Musgrove looks like he pitched well.
Yeah, 2 innings, gave up nothing.
Yeah.
Struck out 1. He pitched fine. Musgrove isn't bad. Musgrove's like a 4th starter. Newman played. Colin Moran played. Ozuna played. Will Craig, their former number one pick out of Wake Forest, played. Polanco DH'd. You could tell it's Grapefruit League. They're DH'ing with 2 National League teams are playing. Let's see. Kevin Kramer played, the kid out of UCLA. Okay. You mentioned, let's see, Roman Quinn. God, Roman Quinn's so frustrating to me because when he played against the Spikes, I told Wheels all about him. I said, Wheels, this guy can just move. He disrupts an entire team. His problem's been injuries. Let's see. Kingery's 1-for-3. Gregorius is 0-for-2. Gene Segura's 1-for-3. Walker's 0-for-3. Yeah, there you go. Gotta let these pitchers hit during the course of spring training. Come on. What does that tell you? When 2 National League teams play and they're using the DH in spring training, what does that tell you? Okay, that tells you that they just want pitchers to pitch. Talked about this a million times. Okay, if you're going to have interleague play, and there's always interleague play every series, there has to be interleague play. You have 15 and 15. Just unify the rules. I mean, and give up the ghost on pitchers hitting. Oh, my God, I don't want to watch another pitcher hit. Like, this is great. Oh, there's more strategy. Runner on first, 1 out, pitcher's up. What's he going to do? I think he's going to bunt. Wow, the strategy in this league is phenomenal. Phenomenal. I never would have thought of that. Thinking man's game.
I'm with you all the way.
Like, it's 2020. Time to modernize the game.
And then when your star starting pitcher gets hurt rounding third and he's out for X amount of weeks, then what?
I'm with you. I think the whole thing is, I sit back and say it just makes no sense. None. Oh, the strategy. Okay, you know what? In Babe Ruth ball, we did double switches. Let's not pretend it's the Manhattan Project.
And you could still do double switches with the DH.
Why bother? I don't want to do a double switch.
Well, true. I mean, technically, if you're wanting to do defense offense, you technically can do that. I'm saying it's a good idea, but you can.
I mean, you could, but for goodness sakes, you sit there. Like people talk about the strategy of the National League. Like, oh, God's sakes, don't stretch the truth here. Oh, it's such a thinking man's game, okay? I did double switches in Babe Ruth ball. Sorry, I didn't feel mentally stressed as I did it. Okay. Eighth place hitter walked. Pitcher's up. What's he going to do? Gee, this will be exciting. I think he's going to bunt. I'm blown away by the National League strategy. Whoa. You know what? And here's the other part, too. Let's say Cole Hamels is in his prime with the Phillies. You paid your money to go to the game. Okay, did you pay your money to watch them pinch it for Cole Hamels? Or did you want to see Cole Hamels go 7 innings out there? I mean, seriously, you're a paying customer at home. Cole Hamels is pitching. And it's not the greatest day, but it's 3-1. They pinch hit for him. He's down 3-1. They pinch hit for him in the fifth inning. You're looking around like, okay, why'd you do that? Right? People came there to watch him pitch. This is all a bunch of things. You know? The other part, like, for example, I paid good money to see Bryce Harper play. He's going to get a day off. Which, by the way, he's earned a day off. All right, I mean, Harper plays all the time. So, you know, I understand rest is important. I do get that. But you can rest him and DH him. Now the paying customer gets to see him play. You know, this is a consumer-based business. There's so many things about what they do. It's ridiculous. I mean, I'll never forget going to a Red Sox-Pirates game. And so the Red Sox have to... they're playing at the National League Park, so they can't have the DH. Okay, I mean, that's the rule. It's what happens. Remember, Andrew Miller, who's had a terrific career as a reliever, was the starting pitcher for the Red Sox that day. Right? Suddenly, boom, out pops out of the dugout to pinch hit. I think it was the eighth inning. David Ortiz. I was up in the concourse when he popped out of the dugout. You know what everybody did in the ballpark? Stopped. People that were buying concessions, I witnessed it, walked up to what, because let's start with this premise. Number one, David Ortiz hardly ever played in Pittsburgh. Okay, so it was a big deal. So it was a big deal that a guy that's a recognized star now has a bat in his hand. And everybody, and he beat out an infield hit. And he ignited the rally. The Red Sox won the game. Okay? But all of a sudden, it's like, boom. People watched. Because they wanted to see David Ortiz. And again, something that doesn't happen in Pittsburgh because obviously they're in different leagues, so they don't play that often. But the paying public of Pittsburgh should have been able to see him play 3 games as a DH. I mean, part of the going to the game is not just going to see your team. It's also, you know, sometimes to see other guys. I mean, I went to a Pirates game, and I remember Tony Gwynn pitch hitting. It's like, it was great. You know, it was his last season, the whole deal. We all gave him a standing ovation. It was awesome. We at least got him to see pinch hit. It would have been neat to see him DH in that game, not just pinch hit. And that is one of the there are several things about baseball that are really, really good, and there are several things about baseball where they are just so far behind and they can't get out of their own way. All right, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Tuesday?
No, it's Hyundai.
Hyundai!
Remember, every day is Hyundai.
Hyundai!
And it's the Lease We Can Do sales event going on now at Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Hyundai!
The Lease We Can Do is cut the crap and give you low payments and no money down. Lease a 2015 Hyundai Sonata SE for only $237 a month for 36 months with zero down. Zilch. Nada. Or lease a 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE for only $183 a month for 36 months. Again, no money down. Or you could go green. Lease a 2015 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid for $250 a month for 36 months, and you guessed it, zero due at sign. No hidden fees, no plus tax, and blah, blah, blah. It's the lease we can do. These cars are here, these deals are real, and they're only at your home for Hyundai, Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
Hyundai.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, where every day is Hyundai.
Hyundai!
Lease is based on 10,000 miles per year, zero total due at signing with approved HMFR Tier 1 financing tax included. See dealer for complete details.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Scott Boras, the famous baseball agent, is helping out a friend of Kobe Bryant's. We'll tell you about that in the next hour, how it came about. Our play-by-play call of the day is a slice of women's basketball history that happened last night that was also connected to Kobe Bryant. Sabrina Ionescu. Talk about what she did last night, what she did yesterday afternoon. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.